BBC Radio Surrey.
So I hope I find you well, and welcome to the latest edition then of The Surrey Show with Mark Carter. And first today, over 140 exhibits from almost 50 different artists. That's the promise of a new exhibition celebrating the work of members of the Surrey Sculpture Society, which is open this weekend. The event is being held at the Landmark Arts Centre in Teddington and runs all the way through until the 5th of March. Here's exhibition manager Caroline Wheaton.
So we're a volunteer-led organisation. Most of us have Surrey in our roots somewhere along the line, but we have three main tenets to our philosophy. And we basically give our artists an opportunity to exhibit. We like to talk about sculpture and exchange ideas. And the last one is to educate people. And we do online classes and classes for our members so that they can improve their skills and learn new skills.
And so you've got this event coming up in Teddington.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place to have an event. This beautiful cathedral-like setting on the lock there. And we've got about 150 sculptures from about 46 artists. Wonderful, different type of sculptures around, ceramics, marble, bronzes, through to some, you know, classic papier-mâché and things like that. So real different stuff going on. We've got some wonderful large welded sculptures from Gil Wyman, which are always a great thing to see. We've got some abstract stuff by Greg Pearson. Our signature artist is the wonderful Jeremy Molesdale, who makes these beautiful soaring sculptures. So I'll really be looking forward to seeing some of those, but everyone else's as well. Do come along and find out what different things make your passions flow. We've got demonstrations in the morning from our talented sculptors, some clay works, some portraiture and some stone carving. And then in the afternoons, we're inviting everyone along, all ages, to have a go with clay and play with the clay. Just join us in learning what you can do with that and just the relaxation of working with some art.
So how do people generally get involved in sculpture in the first place as a hobby?
Well, I think it's quite different. We're all sort of taught art at school, and some of us might have had the luxury of playing with some clay and maybe making sculptures with other materials. But I think it's sort of a one-on step from art. If you feel sort of creative, but sculpture sometimes sort of is a sort of next lead on from yours painting or drawing. But I would ask everyone to sort of get involved because it is a different skill and it's super relaxing. I always call it active mindfulness because you can't think about the day-to-day when you're worrying about the clay that's going on to the next piece. So yeah, definitely get involved, and there's always sculpture classes around in people's localities.
And Caroline, you've got school children getting involved in this as well.
Absolutely. Not only are we welcoming children at the weekends with their mums and dads, we've got school children, parties of school students coming in during the week, and different members of our team will be talking to them about how they work in the arts generally. Very, very different careers many of our artists have or have had, and hopefully interesting for the children who are doing GCSEs and A-levels in those arts-related subjects.
So just finally then, give us all the information that we need. Where and when is this happening?
So it's at the Landmark Arts Centre in Ferry Road in Teddington, every day from the 25th of February to the 5th of March. Open 10 till 5 and free entry for everyone. And come and have a free cup of coffee and tea with us as well.
And that is exhibition manager Caroline Wheaton there. Do get along if you possibly can. The exhibition, as you heard, running through until the 5th of March.